one. Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitches like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it two, three, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give a shit.
I'm on the floor.
Okay, I'm here with Spiro. He is the Las Vegas comedian.
It says
you have 26,000 followers on TikTok, but I just checked and you have 26.5.
Oh, damn. Gotta include that 0.4. Don't want those 0.4 to get upset.
0.5.
Man, you're just undercutting all my social media presence.
How are you doing?
Good. How you doing? What's the word? How's Canada?
Cold.
It's cold up there?
Mm-hmm.
Shame.
I heard it's cold down there.
Like, at nighttime, it gets a little chilly. It's not Canada cold, but it gets, like, in the 40s, sometimes the high 30s. So it's like, you need a jacket. You need to wear pantaloons and a jacket.
When you were in Saskatchewan or whatever, was it cold?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was there only in like September though. So it was like, it was brisk. That's a good word. It was fall. It was autumn.
Okay. You ready for the first question?
I'm ready for the first question. What's the first question?
I totally made this question up, so let me know what you think about it, okay?
Did you make the whole question up or just parts of the question?
I made the whole one up. Like,
oh, good. Thank God. I only want original questions.
Some people will, like, look on Google and, like, look for a question, but I was like, no, I'm going to create a question for you.
You are going to be Google today.
Yeah, I am Google.
Good. In case I have a question, I'll ask you.
You should. So, if you were paid to create a postcard with different images for the area you live in, which is Vegas, what would you decide on?
If I were to design a postcard with the images
of with different images.
That's hard because I feel like every postcard of Vegas is all the same. It's a strip.
But I think, like,
if I got to choose, mine would be like the Maverick gas station that I go to that has my favorite Diet Coke. I would have their glorious Diet Coke machine on there, like their glorious fountain drink machine. So everyone can see, like, just how incredible it really is. And it's, you can obviously only get it in Vegas. Duh. Like, why else would I go anywhere else? I would do UNLV because that's where I went to school. I would do the Palms Casino, like the logo, because that's where I worked most of my life. It was like my first job out of college. It's where I met Sarah. So it was just like an important building to me. And then, like, maybe like just crazy, like, homeless people that, like, run up to me and say weird things every day. Like, it would just be like a combination of, like, weird people and, like, casino people. It'd be the worst postcard ever. I wouldn't recommend anyone sending it to anybody that they cared about. But, like, if they were like, let me send a weird postcard to my grandma just to confuse her even more than she already is, I think it'd be a good gift card.
So you went to school in Vegas? Like, you lived there for that long?
Yeah, I went to college out here. At University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Where is that, like, near the strip?
It's pretty close. It's like it's about like a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles off the strip on Tropicana. It's right next to the airport. It's super close.
Do people, like, come up to you every day?
Yeah, I feel like I'm just like a magnet for weird people. And my roommate's the same way. Like, I get the people that, like, come and they just want to talk to me about things. They just want to like randomly just tell me things or like share information about their life or like whatever. Or my roommate gets these crazy people to come up to him and they try to like fight him or they like call him like slurs, even though he's just a generic southern white boy. Like they'll call him like every sort of like homophobic slur or like they'll like be racist to him for whatever. Like it's wild. Like
Oh,
he
wow.
just gets confronted by all these crazy people and I don't know, we don't know why, and he hates it because he's so, he doesn't like confrontation on that spectrum at least.
So you'll be like walking with him and they'll like yell at him but ask you questions.
Yeah, like once we were walking into like, I forget where we were going, we were getting lunch and a homeless guy ran out like from around the corner and came up to me. And then he was like, "I've never had sex inside." And I'm like, "Okay, thanks for the fun fact." And then he looks to my roommate, and then he goes, "What are you looking at?" And then calls him a gay slur. And
Really?
then walks away.
Wow, that's crazy.
We're
So
like, "Why? Why did it happen? Why were you attacked unprovoked?"
were you born? Oh, August.
I was born in August.
Leo.
That's right.
I'm not into like star signs at all, but I get
I
the
can
same
tell
thing.
because you called it star signs.
What is it?
Any astrology girl out here in the on the West Coast would have your head. I'm not into star signs or anything like that.
Are they star signs?
They are now. It's a new thing. You've invented a new thing. Just like you invented that question, you have invented a new type
Oh,
of star sign.
I invent a new thing every day.
You should call your podcast Star Signs for no reason.
Now I have like that Nicki Minaj song in my head.
What Nicki
Oh
Minaj
no,
song?
that, you know what? That's Starship. Okay. What is your favorite food?
We went from such a crazy, convoluted question to such a simple question. My favorite food, it's hard. It's hard because I love pizza, but I also love pasta, but I also love burritos. So I think what it really boils down to is if there's a lot of cheese on it or in it, as enjoy that meal.
So your favorite food is cheese.
We'll go, yeah, well, that's a safe answer. I think that's the safest answer. That way I don't get like sued if someone tries to call me out on it. Or if for some reason you have a podcast where people do trivia based off of previous podcasts. I don't want them to get it wrong.
Oh, don't
You
worry.
should
I got a lot wrong
you
so
should you
far.
should you should do that. We should do that next time I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
I should interview you and ask you questions about all the other episodes and your guests. See how well you listen to us.
Oh, like the ones that they are on or the ones that they were on with me?
No, so this is like episode 60. So let's say like episode 100, when you get to 100 episodes, we'll have a fun episode where I ask you questions about the previous 100 episodes and the guests, and you'll see if you can remember the answers.
Would you rather make burritos all day or wear a burrito costume on the corner of a street?
Oh,
On the street corner.
I'd rather wear the burrito costume on the street corner for sure. I don't like, some people like love it where it's like they could do the same thing all day long, like just like a nice like this is this these are the steps. There's some variation, but like they do that all day. Some people love that and can thrive in it. I cannot. I get bored so fast. So like after like three burritos, I'd be like, please put me out of my misery. I'll be like, shove all this rice and cheese down my throat and end me right now. But
And you like don't have to talk to people.
like, if you're in a burrito costume on the street, you would have to because you're trying to advertise for the business. So I could be like a wacky burrito. I could be like, hey, come to my burrito palace. And they'd be like, why should we? I'd be like, why shouldn't you? Have you ever been beat up and humiliated by a burrito on a street corner before? They'd be like, oh my God. I'd be like, then you should go try the burritos. Oh, sorry. I was just weird bully tactics. I would just bully people into eating the burritos. But it'd be
That's funny.
fun because I'm in a burrito costume. So it's not that threatening.
It's funny because you're acting all tough, but you're actually a really nice guy. I'm
I
terrified.
know. I know. I'd be like, get that, like, get in there and get that burrito, or I'm gonna beat you up. They're like, no, you're not. I'd be like, you're right, but it's really good. So you
Yeah.
should try it. That's exactly how it would go.
So if you had your like you invented a burrito, what would be in it?
It would probably be exactly how the cat my Cafe Rio burritos are, but I would mix it up a little bit. I would have my flour tortilla. I would have Spanish rice, not like the cilantro rice. I don't like cilantro. So like a good Spanish rice, and then put some steak or carne asada in there. Get some cheese. Get some of that like that red enchilada sauce on the inside. Wrap it up, and then queso on top. Bah, 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 bah.
Sounds
And then,
actually really good.
yeah, this is what I'm going to get for dinner. Now that we're talking about it, this is what I'm going to go do. I'm so hungry. Do we have to do the rest of this? I'm just kidding. We start talking about cheese. I can't
Know.
concentrate on anything else now.
I just like had salad, but now I'm like, I want a burrito.
Want a burrito.
Which body part freaks you out the most?
Which body part freaks me out the most? I mean, body parts really don't freak me out. I guess like boogery noses or like buttholes. I guess like if something were to freak me out, it'd be like that. But I'm not like I know people like hate feet. Like I'm not like obsessed with feet, but like they don't bother me. You know what I mean? But there's people that are like, oh, feet, gross. Don't let me see them. And then there's some people that are like, yeah, fuck yeah, feet. They're the best. I'm like, put some socks and wear some shoes. Make them look nice. But I could do without them.
So if you woke up and there was like a butthole in front of you, would you freak
Yeah,
out?
I'd probably be like, why the fuck is this butthole in front of me? Weird porno did I just wake up in?
What is something not to do on stage?
What do you mean? There's a lot of things not to do on stage. What is there like a specific thing that you're curious about?
Okay, say that I wanted to be a stand-up comedian and I was walking on stage. What do I not do?
That's a good question. I'm still trying to figure that out. I think one of the things that most people, when they're getting started in stand up, or if like they're trying to learn how to do stand up, is like they either aren't confident enough, or they try to over. Like they try to overdo the confidence. I think either way kind of puts you in a bad spot, and you're not going to get like what you want out of it. So I think probably the easiest answer to all of it is just like go up there being comfortable with yourself, or like how your act is, or how you want your act to go. But that's probably the biggest thing that I see when like I see newer people go up on stage. Or just like people that might not have gone up for a while, is people try to like really overdo the confidence. And then you're like, why is this person like trying to tell me to like him so much, him or her so much? So that'd probably be the best thing I could say. But there's a lot of things not to do. Don't just go up and start screaming at people. Don't throw up on anybody. That's always a good one.
Have
Don't put your
ever
butthole in
seen
someone's
that?
face. I've seen someone throw up on stage. Yeah. I've seen
Really?
someone as soon as they get on stage throw up because they're so nervous.
Did they like finish it or just leave?
No. They left right after. They were embarrassed. I don't think I've ever seen that person do stand up again, to be honest with
Oh,
you.
that's sad.
Yeah, some people just, there's a lot of there's a lot of things that happen when you go on stage that people that don't go on stage. Just don't know. Like your body works like it goes like 1,000 miles an hour. It goes into like hyperdrive. So a lot of it is just kind of you talking yourself down. But like some people just, they're not used to it yet. So like it's like a weird feeling. So they like overreact to the feeling, or they'd like try to underreact to the feeling. They'll like get discouraged by it. So to be successful and going up, even if it's your first time or whatever, I think it's just go up and try to be as naturally you as possible. Don't try to force it.
I don't think I'd ever be able to do that, but like if I did do it, I'd go in a burrito costume.
Go in a burrito costume. Yeah, that is something you definitely should do, is just go in a burrito costume if you're doing
Maybe
stand up.
next time I come see you, I can just dance
You'll just
behind
wear a
you.
burrito costume and then we'll bring you on stage.
Yeah. I remember the story you told last time on the podcast of Bridget. Have you had
Yeah.
any have you had anything else happen to you recently?
Not really. To be perfectly honest with you, not like it's for as crazy as times are with the pandemic and the masks going back and forth and like all the crazy political stuff that happened. Like a lot of like not a lot of weird things have happened. I haven't even seen stuff happen like to other people. You know what I mean? Usually it's like at least once a week you have something where you're like, ooh, that was weird. But like it really hasn't been, it's been calm. It's been oddly calm. Like I saw one guy, like there's this comic, his name is Ron Jossel, super, super funny. He's a Filipino guy. He's from Canada, he's from Toronto. He got heckled on stage. Some guy just started like shouting out like, racist Chinese gibberish, like Chang Chang Chong Chong, like that kind of stuff. And like he addressed it, Ron on stage addressed it, and everybody was fine with it. And then this guy walked up, bought him a shot, gave him the shot, and then started doing it again, like to his face on stage. It was like the wildest thing like anyone's ever seen. So then like Ron gets the guy kicked out because obviously he's being a huge jackass. And then this guy kept trying to come back in the showroom to like be like, but I bought him a shot. I can say whatever I want to him. Like, that's probably the weirdest thing. And it didn't even happen to me. I wasn't even on the show. I was just sitting and watching. So
Wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
nothing like me getting attacked on stage. Nothing even close to that. Nothing weird. Like it almost freaks me out that nothing weird has happened to me, because usually something weird happens. I'm sure this weekend, now that we're talking about it, I'm sure this weekend something weird will happen.
You'll have to update me.
I will. We'll do take two of the podcast.
Take two, yeah. I think the last podcast we never met before, but this time we've met.
I know we met. You finally were able to come to the States. Canada
Yeah.
finally let you out.
Yeah, it was fun. It was nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you. You were with the whole crew.
Yeah, I got to see your show
Yeah.
at the LA Comedy Club.
Oh yeah, Monday. I think you came out on Monday at like 10 o the 10 o'clock show.
Yeah, and then
The roughest of all shows.
you came down the hall to watch me play air hockey.
Oh yeah, who do you play? Adam?
I think I played with Freddie that time.
Ah, gotcha.
He was going hardcore. He beat
And did you
me.
win since you're Canadian?
No, the first time I won against Israel, but the second time Freddie like did not let me
Good, as he shouldn't.
win. There is a fellow Canadian comedian. His name is Chris Spring. Have you heard of him?
I've heard of Chris. I know Chris.
He wants to say hi,
Hi.
and also he wants to know what's your favorite pre-show routine, like music or food. What do you do?
I don't eat before. I just don't. I've never really been someone that eats before anything. Even when I play hockey, I never would eat before. I'm always someone that needs to eat after. Sometimes I'll listen to music, like when I'm getting ready, or if I usually take a walk, and I'll listen to music then. But usually before the show, I'm just like, I just try to like, for like a minute or two before, I try to just like slow down my thoughts and gather my thoughts because I'm speedy. My brain's always like going ba 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 ba, and I do like a lot of like improv and stuff. So I try to like funnel it all in, harness it in, so I don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But nothing too crazy. It's usually just like a minute or two before I'll just find like a quiet corner and just try to, do a breathing exercise or something like that.
What kind of food would you have if you did eat before the show?
Probably like pizza or something, or like I do like wings, especially like because a lot of comedy clubs are essentially just bars with a stage. They're like nicer bars with like a main stage, so a lot of them have like bar food, like sliders and chicken fingers or wings. So sometimes I do like eating wings. Like this weekend, I'll be doing two shows. I'll be doing an early show and a late show. So I'll probably eat something in between, like fries, something light.
How is the new comedy club?
The new LA Comic Club. Oh, it's great. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. It's the other club was a real comedy club. It felt like a real comedy club, but it was tough. Like it was a tough room to perform in. Now this is like this big, beautiful showroom in the middle of the casino. It's bigger. The sound's great. So like it's really we're really lucky to have it. And I think it's gonna be probably gonna be the best room in Vegas for a while. So
So it's downstairs right when you walk in.
it's not right when you walk in, it's by the steakhouse. It's by McCall's or whatever. It's by the
Okay.
cafe in McCall's. So it's in the casino, but like it's right in between two of like the hotel like elevators. So people are just walking by it all the time.
Nice.
Instead of the old club, like you remember, which is like in an abandoned mall on the second floor
Yeah.
that no one even knows what it is.
I remember like being in the arcade and like I'm like, does anyone work here? Like no one
Don't
even
think
knew.
so.
That's funny.
Don't even know how those machines turn on. Usually they're off. I'm just
I
kidding.
turned I
I'm
turned them on.
just I heard the panic in your voice.
We banged it a bit to
All
wake it up.
the ghost children.
Actually, it was there was still like Halloween decoration. Oh, no, there was oh yeah, there was Halloween decorations, but it was August,
Right.
so
They
there was really early.
had the creepy werewolf thing.
Yeah,
They still have it up, I think. I don't think they took it
really,
down.
that's funny. Okay, there is an a comedian in Texas. His name's Tex Chuckle, also known as, I guess his real name is Diego Morales. He wants to know, will you come to Texas? You can work with him, hit him up.
I would love to come to Texas. I need to go to Texas. I haven't been to Texas yet for comedy, so I definitely need to get my butt out there. So yes, I would love to come to Texas.
Okay. I think he lives in like Dallas. Yeah, around there.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I'm sure in Texas, there's only, I mean, I'm sure there's more comedy scenes, but like you got Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, and then like El Paso, where like Adam was from or started. So yeah, I would love to hit all those areas, but the Dallas Austin area for sure on the list right now for this year.
Yeah, when I was in Austin, it seemed like there was a lot of comedians
Yeah, a
hanging
lot of
around.
people from LA moved to Austin, so I think
Yeah.
it's they're trying to make it the next like LA.
Okay, are you ready for another question I totally made up?
Yes.
If you hosted a garage sale, how would you make it? you laughing?
It's just a very odd question, but I'm here for it. What's up?
Okay, if you hosted a garage sale, how would you make it different to get people to come buy some shit?
How would I make my garage sale different
Yeah.
so people could buy some shit? I would, like, I think the biggest problem with garage sales is like people, like, whenever you go to a garage sale, you see like it's like half in the garage, half on the yard, and like you, and like the person's always sitting there on like a foldable like chair in the garage, just kind of
Yeah.
chilling. So you feel like you're just walking in this person's house. Like
Yeah.
it's weird. So I would just have all my shit on the middle of the street. I just block traffic and I'd be like, yo, you need to buy something to get through this fucking road. And if you don't, then you're just gonna have to wait until someone buys something for you. That's how I would do it. I would change it. And it would sell out fast because no one was gonna want to wait in the road. So they would just buy all my shit. I'd be done in like an hour, hour and a half tops.
You
No one
know what?
coming in my
You.
garage, nothing.
Yeah, it's always like, well, it used to be awkward when like you go there and they're just sitting there staring at you.
Yeah.
It's like I
It,
feel weird looking at your stuff.
and like people at garage sales are weird anyway. Like you'll put something that's clearly like, it's like, I don't know, like a CD. It's like some random like Celine Dion CD. You'll be like 50 cents and these people will be like, well, will you do 25 cents for it? It's like, bro, just take this.
No.
Like you shouldn't be buying Celine Dion CDs if 25 cents is going to kill you. Like, come on
I
now.
know.
Worst advice someone's given me about stand up. I once told, I had someone tell me that it would be funny if I physically got off stage and just walked through the crowd while doing my jokes, which sounds terrible. Like, it just sounds like people be like, what the hell? That was pretty bad. I've also had people say that like I should like try to like not do a character, but like pretend like I have voices in my head, like, and like talk to like the voices in my head. I'm like, that's weird.
Weird.
Like I think they meant it like in a different type of way, but just the thought of me like answering like myself on stage would just be so weird. But yeah, that's probably the weirdest advice.
Have you ever tried any of or any of those?
No.
Yeah.
The one of the bookers told me that he's like, old people love you. I'm like, thanks. He's like, you should write more jokes for old people. So I was like, but I thought they loved me already. He's like, yeah, but you should write like old people jokes. I'm like, okay. You know what it's like being 75? I don't.
Do you ever like look into the crowd and like see like more old people and then you like change your jokes up, or do you just have jokes ready?
So it's, I'm not gonna lie, sometimes like you look and you see like older people and you're like, fuck, there's no way they're gonna laugh at what I'm about to do, or like they're not gonna even understand what I'm saying. But that's like our job, unfortunately. And sometimes it's hard, and sometimes, yeah, it doesn't work, or they're not on board. But that's just with anybody, like it could be with like any group of people. Like sometimes if you see one like skew, like one demographic skew to like a certain way, like you kind of go like, should I do this instead of this? But what it all comes down to is you just kind of have to, like, you're up there for a reason, so you got to kind of just do what you do and
You
try to
do.
bring them on board with you. And a lot of it is, a lot of comedy is just, it's our point of view and trying to get people like to relate to our point of view. So even if they're like old, so to speak, and they might not understand a reference that I'm talking about, it's my job to try to get them on board and at least understand where I'm coming from.
What is one of your favorite movies?
What is one of my, I like how you just throw these questions out like, phew, I wasn't even expecting that one.
I know, I like to like surprise you.
I know. I was like right done with my answer and you're like, next question, take that. Can't even stall if you wanted to. I have a lot of favorite movies too. I'm a big movie nerd, but I really like the movie My Cousin Vinny. It's probably a movie I could watch every day. I could quote it. I could do a one-man show of it, I'm sure. I just really like the movie. I got Marissa Tomei in there, who's like celebrity crush. I'm all for it.
I feel like I maybe I asked this question last time because
You
I'm
might
like,
have.
oh, I'll write this down and watch it. I never watched
Yeah, write it down and watch it though. It's a good movie.
Okay, I did.
No, you didn't. You're not gonna watch
Okay.
it.
Are you
You're
ready?
like, next question. Okay.
No, I'll try. I made up another question for you. If you owned your own all-you-can-eat buffet, what would you call it and what would you serve?
I'd serve chicken, fried chicken, mac and cheese. That'd probably be it. It would just be fried chicken and mac and cheese, and it'd be called the best buffet because that's what it would be. It'd be like the best buffet. And you'd be like, "What do you mean the best buffet?" And you're like, "Oh, just fried chicken and mac and cheese and prime rib. Man, this is the greatest. It's just all the best foods. Who needs all that salad shit? No one needs a salad bar from a buffet. Go to Sweet Tomatoes for that. You don't need that shit. All right, you don't." Like the pizza is always mediocre there. Like whatever, it's cheap pizza. All right. And what else are you gonna eat from there? The tacos are all right. Everything. It's the pastas, it's the fried chicken, the mac and cheese, and the prime rib. That's it. That's all it's gonna be. That's what we call the best buffet. And people will understand that once they walk inside.
I'm
And the only
guessing
thing
it's,
the only thing we serve to drink is Diet Coke. Can't get anything else.
I'm guessing sweet tomatoes is another buffet.
Yeah, sweet tomatoes is like a, yeah, it's like you pay like $10 and you get to eat at the salad bar.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like it's like a salad bar restaurant where they have some hot items. They have some nice bakery breads that you can put with your salad.
So if you have and fried chicken, would you like have different sauces for the cheese, macaroni cheese and the fried chicken, or?
Oh yeah, we'd have, if you guys want sauces and everything like that, we'd have nice bread rolls, some good butter, maybe some apple butter. Oh, it'll be great. It'll be the best. It'll be the best buffet. The best.
Okay. Where can we find you?
Right now, no, I'm just kidding. You can find me on all social media at Spiro in that show. That's Spiro in that show. All social medias, preferably Instagram and TikTok. But if you guys don't have that, anything else will do.
And if we're in Vegas and we want to see your show, where can we find you?
You can find me all over, but I'm mainly at the LA Comedy Club. But if you're in Vegas, just hit me up on Instagram and I'll let you know where I'm at if you want to come hang out and catch a show.
Because
Or play in
these
a creepy
days,
arcade.
I still have a token, so I
There you
want
go.
to,
You
I'll
gotta
come
play in the
back
creepy
and,
arcade.
yeah. Thursdays you have the carpet
Yes,
show.
we have the carpet show. It's bring your own carpet show. So what we do is we have a stage and you come up there and comics tell jokes while people just cover themselves in their own carpet that they brought from home. It's very weird. It's a very weird show.
And you have a stop sign show too.
And there's a stop sign. All right, so the first show, there's no, it's not a carpet show. It's at the Downtown Griffin. They have, it's like a castle themed bar, so they have like carpet hanging up on the wall. So the bombastic host likes to call it the carpet show.
Bombastic.
Bombastic. Shaggy likes to call it the carpet show. Bombastic. And then the Stop Shine show, that's on Mondays. That's at Backstop. I'm pretty sure your boy Adam Dominguez runs that show.
My
So that's a
boy.
great, yeah, your homeboy, your boy.
Yeah.
So the Stop Shine show is actually, it's not my show. A couple other comics run it. It's in Boulder City, which is like 20 minutes outside of Vegas. And that's on Mondays. I'm not there all the
Ooh.
time, but it's a good show.
Is that the one with the like the colorful boulders in the desert?
No, those are, I think those are called like the painted rocks or something like that.
Oh, okay.
That's on the way to Los Angeles.
Cool. I want to check that out too.
Yeah, apparently they're moving them. That's what I heard somebody freaking out about that the other day.
Like the Stonehenge?
Yeah, they're like gonna relocate them or like put them in a museum or something.
What? Why?
I have no idea. I just heard somebody talking about it the other day. I really don't know,
Okay.
but I'm like, I'll just tell people if they say they want to see it. You're gonna be like, you gotta hurry up because they're gonna move them.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Yeah,
Are you coming to Canada?
I am. I'm coming to Canada, Edmonton,
Edmonton.
March 29th to April 2nd.
March, I'm writing this down. March 29th to April 2nd.
Edmonton.
And Edmonton, Alberta. Have you been there?
Not for a long time, not since I was 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
But
well, there.
I'm going this year.
Woo! You're gonna take a flight. You're gonna hang
Yep.
out with a bunch of crazy comedians.
I'll go
Woo!
watch it. Watch the
Yeah.
show.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
I like to support anyone that comes in the BC
Into
area.
Canada. I support anyone that comes into Canada.
Well, Spiro, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm so glad I met you in August.
Oh, me too.
And I can't wait to see you in Edmonton in on March 29th to April
Yeah,
2nd.
like 2 months
Yeah,
away.
2 months away. It's like an hour flight, so
Yeah.
no big deal.
No big deal. It's like going to Los Angeles for us. No
Oh,
big deal.
and this is the 60th episode, so I wanted
Woo!
you to be on it, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I am looking forward to being back on episode 100. So study up on all your guests so you can get all the questions right.
Okay, I will.
All
Okay, have a good night.
right. I will. Bye.
Bye.